In our national conversations on politics, race, or even entertainment, we often group people together. But when we use this shorthand, like African American voters, we often overlook the diverse viewpoints of any given demographic. Erica Dawson is a poet and professor, and in her humble opinion, it's time to recognize the individual, not just the group.
Last fall, I was incredibly fortunate to travel all over the country to promote my new book, When Rap Spoke Straight to God. I know I love few things more than meeting new people, but I was surprised when, after almost every reading, I was met with the same question again and again. It struck me, so I did what poets do. I wrote a poem to try to understand. So I did this reading the other day, right? After, in the Q&A, somebody raised their hand and asked, what is it like for you to be tasked with the job of speaking for the Black experience? As if there's only one, like somewhere there's a single stack of words or a single story spun on a single tongue. The other night, somebody asked, is Black poetry back? Like we penned one verse and it got lost at sea, or slipped inside a big old crack in the big old earth, and then we returned when everything was chaos. Like, here we are, like, oh, hey, it's us, and we're feeling concerned and all political. We never went away. We don't only deserve the stage in tumultuous times. We aren't just rage. We're not a fad, a torch, a blaze of loud and proud to save your ways of the world, a guide to help you gauge what's right or wrong. Look at the page. I love Lucille Clifton's self-praising sway and ode to my hips. I love Phyllis Wheatley's hymn to evening. Langston Hughes does more than sing America. He hears the dim, sweet song of the rain. Let it pour and flow like currents. Teach that in classrooms too. Learn every verse, lift every voice off of the flat white books, get up, rehearse, recite, remember every phrase. Black poets aren't a passing phase. Ask me about the part where I say the ocean always finds its way.
Poet Erica Dawson.